Good evening and welcome to the Upper Marion Township Board Supervisors Joint Meetings with the Citizen Boards. This is a series of three sessions. This is our second one. It is April 25th, 2024. The time is now 6:43. Please rise and join me for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin roll call to my left.
Phil Dunaway.
Greg Phillips.
Brett Monty.
Jerry Vitimo.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Garzillo. And in the wings.
Tony Hamilton, Township Manager.
Amanda Lackey, Assistant Township Manager.
Next item on the agenda is chairperson's comments, and I have no comments for this evening, so we'll dive right into the presentation from the Board of Community Assistance. Two members of the board are here this evening, so please introduce yourself, and then the floor is yours.
Sure. Brett Monte, chairperson of the Board of Community Assistance.
Jerry Vitimo, staff liaison for the BCA.
And tonight, we're just going to give you a quick highlight. We've done our voting. We have the applications in. We are coming to sit down with you guys on May 9th, so in a couple weeks we'll be handing out or at least explaining what our recommendations are. I can tell you right now that we are going to recommend approval of 62 applications for a total of approximately $202,116.79 this year. Mixed between scholarships, sports educations, and 501c3s, tentatively 62,000 in scholarships, and then the rest for nonprofits. And then the only other interesting thing, and then I'll open up to questions that you all may have, we had 7 juniors apply this year, which we hope to have more next year, but we know that some of those projects are going to have a nice long timeline that they can get that done. So very exciting at the BCA.
And I was remiss with not mentioning that Greg Wax, who is also the supervisor liaison to
BCA,
is not present this evening. He's out of town. So I wanted to mention that as well.
Out of the country.
Out of the country, yes. Not available for tonight.
Correct.
Yes. So for the 7 applications that came in for the juniors,
mm-hmm.
is that there's an extended requirement for them with...
It's not necessarily an extended requirement, it's an extended time period
time
that they
period.
Have. So they have until December of next year. No.
No, they have until April,
April
1st next
you.
Year, making a 10-month window.
Correct. And we did that with the thought process that some of the seniors had mentioned that the time frame between when they find out and when they go off to school is rather short. They actually have through December 1st to finish their project, but some of them are going to be in, you know, Tuscaloosa and, you know, other faraway places at that point. Mm-hmm. So we decided to open it to juniors to give them almost a full year to complete their projects.
So they're probably going on the basis of the more complicated the project, the more the potential award. So that's in line with...
That's always been our premise, that the more you do for our community, the more you should get back at that point. So it gives all the students an opportunity, both juniors and seniors, but juniors just have a little bit more time that they could get that done.
How many seniors are getting scholarships this year? You said 7 or 7 juniors?
13.
Okay, so there are 7 juniors and 13 seniors.
Correct.
Okay. They're the ones that are getting the scholarships.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Yep.
How is it being handled as far as the funds that will be sent to the institutions then since there's that one extra year?
So we changed our check policy this year. We've had a number of projects in the past that weren't completed, or I would better say weren't completed to the standards that we would like. And we used to release half of the funds up front. We've changed it effective this year that all of the funds will be released once your project is done. So no checks will be going out to any higher education institutions in the summer. In all likelihood, if you're a senior currently, we'll be paying for part of your second semester, your first year. And then if you are a junior, we'll pay for your first semester or part of your first semester, your first year.
Okay.
But again, making sure that our community benefits from these projects.
Are we getting more money each year? For the DCA?
We are.
Yeah, I'm just curious with that. Just curious how much we're talking about and how much is left over.
So we are projecting for next year approximately $233,000 that we'll have eligible for distribution next year. We will have approximately $8,000 left over. So round math, let's call it 240.
Okay. Great.
Nice. We've been very blessed to have this as a resource for our.
The casino is a wonderful partner with our community, so we thank them for their generosity.
Do you have anything?
I have nothing. Great job. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks to all the organizations and the, excuse me, the juniors and the seniors for applying. If they don't apply, the program is not very effective.
Correct. But I can tell you firsthand, I've seen a lot of the projects that have happened, and in fact, everyone will see one of the projects as they walk through some one of our parks, and you'll see it for the next several decades, which is amazing.
Cool.
Great. Is the casino anticipating having the same venue that they always have?
It will. I want to say it's June 5th.
Five.
There we go. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
The woman is on top of her stuff.
Nice.
June 5th will be
as always.
As always, yes. June 5th will be the award show. The casino will put on again some heavy hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll hand out checks to the nonprofits and certificates to the high school seniors and juniors, and then checks to their institutions once they finish their projects.
I would say it should be a nice crowd. Last year we gave a total of 50 awards. This year we'll be giving 62 awards, more nonprofits this year than last.
Are some of the nonprofits outside of Upper Marion, but they operate Upper Marion and outside?
Excuse me. The only one that comes to mind is the Norristown Literary Society.
Literacy. And they need to be serving and kind of showing that they're serving Upper Marion residents.
Okay.
And they aim to do that in their reports.
Correct. There's a couple other ones that are headquartered outside of Upper Marion,
mm-hmm.
and not to speak for this year's grants, but I'll speak to last year's grants to not, you know, let the tea out of the bag at this point. But the Mitzvah Society, for example, is not headquartered in Upper Marion, but they are almost the exclusive provider to menstruation products to the community cupboard, which only services our community
right.
at that point.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
yes, we make sure that it's laser focused on the community.
Okay. There are big changes for this year for the application process. Are you anticipating any other fine tuning that you'd like to do, or is it you launched this big new initiative so you want to see how this plays out?
I think it went fairly well this year. I'm always disappointed we don't have more students, but I don't honestly know what we can do to get more students. I know it's out on social media. We went to the high school. We had almost 100 kids at a presentation at the high school. I think it's a little daunting. And some of them, quite frankly, maybe are a little intimidated about doing a big service project. So,
the time commitment that could be involved.
Yeah. Although I'd love to point out that our Von Steuben is a $10,000 award, and it requires approximately 100 hours of community service. You can do the math. That's $100 an hour for your volunteer time, which I'm pretty sure is better than what we're paying at the pool or
yeah.
at the mall or any other
any
place.
Any part-time job
yeah.
that they could get for the mm-hmm. summer. Yeah.
I wonder, since we're including juniors now,
mm-hmm.
if they could go back to school and talk to their fellow students.
I'm hoping
and
so.
Spread the word that mm-hmm. you still have another chance to when it's the senior year.
Right.
And that they could tell them, look, here's what we did, here's what I did, here's what my friend did
mm-hmm.
as their project, and kind of give the kids other ideas and start the brains moving.
Yeah, and with...
With suggestions.
With 62,000 being distributed, I'd say it's safe to say it's probably 20,000-ish that's going to juniors, so
mm-hmm.
that should buy a little bit of a street cred.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, I think so. My daughter years back won an award, and we were very grateful for it. And yeah, it paid for her books for, as far as monetary wise, for a couple years.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah.
It's fantastic.
We really appreciated it back then. So yeah, hopefully next year more kids.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your time then.
Thank you for all you do, for you guys and for everyone who's on the BCA.
Yeah, this is a busy time for all of you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we will adjourn temporarily, ending up with the Board of Community Assistance, and we'll return shortly after a short recess and welcome in Shade Tree and Beautification Commission. Thank you.